Let's pick up Jan in New Jersey, and she has a question about her gums. Are you there, Jan?
Yes, I am.
When we have issues with the gum, the most common problem that we see is low hydrochloric acid. And when this happens, the body is subject to getting all kinds of trouble with the gums, receding gums, more commonly getting immune issues in the mouth, just so many, many issues. How old a woman are you, Jan?
I'm 55.
And is this a problem you're experiencing?
I've had this now for 20 years, gum disease, and it only seems to be getting worse.
Okay, so let me make a couple of suggestions to help your body get the nutrients it needs to do the job it was engineered to do.
Yes, Number one,
I'd want to get you on the HCL detox kit, and I'd like to ask, if this struck you in your 30s, then did you have babies?
Yes, one.
And did you have a C-section?
No, I did not.
Okay, do you have go ahead.
I do have a scar from a operation on my ovaries before I had a baby.
All right. Well, that's probably the interference field that's sedating the normal nerve and energy flow to the stomach.
I did mud pack that.
That's excellent.
I've
and have you had anybody check to see if they got it fixed?
In other words, no.
Okay, you better do that because, see, if there's a scar and that scar is below the navel, its download, its ability to clear, must flow from that site to the nearest download. The most common nearest download is going to be one of the feet. So if it was your left ovary, the left foot may be blocked. If the scar was midway, it could block both feet. Then if you try to come up one or more of the feet, there may be a toxic focal site like a vaccination or some other issue. And a scar, and it prevents you when you mud pack the ovary scar from clearing. And if that's the case, then it continually sedates the normal nerve and energy flow to the stomach. If that's happening, there's an increasing escalation of low HCL. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you try to take the HCL detox kit, you may find that you're in trouble, that it bothers your stomach. Have you ever tried the HCL detox kit?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, that's going to be key, but I suspect that before you even try it, I suspect if you try it, it'll bother you unless you make stomach complex as a T.
Okay?
And you'll do this first until you test and are sure that you have cleared the interference field, the scar. Once that's done, you won't need stomach complex anymore. Okay?
Okay.
So, how much do you weigh?
112.
So, I would take two capsules of stomach complex, empty them in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, mix it thoroughly, cover it, let it steep 10 minutes, drink that before you eat any food. And now, at the end of that meal, you should have no trouble taking the HCL detox kit. Now, since this has gone on more than 20 years, I suspect you will need between two or three HCL capsules at the end of the meal and one or two activated from the kit. Now, as soon as you begin that, if you've got the dose right, one of the things we've observed is no tartar forms on the teeth anymore. So it's letting you know you got the right amount so that you're covered. Now, what are you going to do to give the body the nutrients it needs to help you back to healthy gums? What you're going to do is get on something called neem oil and neem bark. And this tastes worse than a junkyard dog. It's a bad taste, bitter, nasty taste. And what you're going to do is take about, three or four drops into the palm of your hand of neem oil and just enough bark to make it to a little paste. And you're going to rub that into your gums, forcing it up into the upper gums and down into the lower gums. And you're going to do that just before sleep. You've already brushed your teeth. And you're going to do it just when you wake up, and you're going to wait at least 15 minutes before you eat. Okay? Now what normally happens is that within 21 days, the gums are just magnificently more healthy and normal, and they will stay that way if you have adequate HCL. If you don't, this problem is just going to come back and come back until you lose all your teeth. So,
is it because the stomach acid is low and you cannot uptake the nutrients, Or is that, it's not killing the bacteria?
It's both.
Both okay.
of those. Both of the above. Okay, Jan?
Okay.
And if you have any question on that, I made notes, and so
okay.
they can pull my notes for you. Okay? Thanks for your call.
Okay. And God bless you, Dr.
Thank you very much.
Bye now.